Hi, my name is Ben Armstrong.
Hi, this is David Koch.
My name is Thomas Maurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Sarkar.
Hi, my name is Lana Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Seth Warres.
Hi, I'm Aaron Thomas.
I'm Jess Dodson.
Hi, I'm Rocky Heckman.
Hi, I'm Sonia Kapp.
Hi, I'm Troy Hunt.
Hello, this is Wally Mead.
My name is Reid Purvis.
Hi, I'm Lars Flynn.
Hi, my name is Alan Birchall.
Hi, I'm Adam Fowler.
Hi, I'm Scott Guthrie, and you're listening to the Need to Know podcast.
All the latest Microsoft Cloud news, as well as industry guest deep dive conversations. It's a Need to Know podcast. All thanks to the CIA Ops patron community. The Need to Know podcast. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook, N2K Podcast, and online at ciaops.podbean.com.
Welcome along to this episode of the Need to Know podcast. My name is Robert Crane, and you can find me on the Twitters at DirectorCIA. So the episode we're going to do now is another FAQ. These are the shorter, deeper dive, more technical episodes compared to our long-form interviews. Now, we've been talking about security and running through some of the steps I would recommend as best practices when it comes to looking at security with the previous FAQs we've been discussing. Now, if you've missed some of those, we started out talking about things like DNS and then Exchange Online policies. The last FAQ we talked about Office 365 ATP. Now, what I want to focus on for this episode is around setting up alerts. Now, alerts are a way that are going to obviously let you know when something untoward or let you know when some process has happened. Now, inside the Microsoft 365 environment, there are a number of different ways that we can go in and configure the alerts. Now, typically the way that we do that is we go into the Office 365 security and compliance area. So you'll need to be an administrator to be able to do that. So navigate to the Office 365 security and compliance, and in there you will find an option. In this case, it's just under the home option on the left called alerts, and then select the option there to go in and look at alert policies. Now, when you look at the alert policy, what you'll typically see is a range of different entries there, and there are two major distinctions between them. One you'll notice that is typically bolded, and the other one, again, are just in normal font. Now, the bolded alerts are those system alerts that have been set up by Microsoft. They come as part of the tenant. Basically, you can't typically delete these or edit them. You can change their status. You can turn them off or you can turn them on if you want, but they are provided by the system. Now, the number of alerts that you get from the system are dependent on your license. So the higher the license, so if you've got, for example, an E5 license, you'll typically get more alerts than if you have a business standard option. Now, again, my advice to you is go in and have a look at what you get there to make sure that you're aware of what is already configured so you don't duplicate any of the alerts there. You can, like I said, go in and adjust the recipient. You can also turn the policy off if you want, so you can make some basic modifications around that. But firstly, get the default ones the way that you want it. Now, once you have that, the next step would be to go in and look at creating your own policy. You can go in and select the option to create a new alert policy. Now, in there, we want to give it a description. We can give it a severity and also a category. Now, the category, again, helps us to manage our alerts a bit better and to put them together and group them for better visibility. Now, we then go in and we want to set up our conditions. Now, when we go in and set up our conditions, we do have a number of options in there that we can choose from. Now, these are typically activities that happen or will happen inside the tenant. So you need to make sure that you are aware of what you're looking to get information on. So basically, you would go into the option for activity alert, and you've got lots of activities to choose from. For example, phishing emails, malicious email detected, sharing files, files that are checked out, and so on. So you'll find lots and lots of options in there. So go and select the activity that you wish there, and you can also add conditions in there as well. So if you want to get more specific about when it's actually triggered, and then you're going to set the frequency. How often is that event going to be triggered? Is it going to happen every time, or is it going to maybe take 15 matches before that before it triggers. So you've got a couple of options there to set that up so you don't get information overload. So you make sure you do balance that up with a bit of a test before you go full bore on that. Now, then you go and set your recipients. So these are the people that want to receive these alerts. Now, you can, again, feed these into people inside your tenant and also outside. But again, just be very wary of information and alert overload here. Now, once you've got that policy, you can then, again, go in and create as many additional ones as you want that make sense. Now, again, I will warn you that it is very easy to set up lots and lots of alerts and overload yourself. So it's a matter of understanding and working out what you what you find will work best for you. So some of the ones that I use and would recommend are, for example, when you create a site collection. So I want an alert to tell me when a site collection is created, because that's typically when someone goes in and creates a Microsoft team, for example. You may also want alerts when someone sets up a sharing invitation. So if someone's sharing information outside your organization, you might want an alert to let you know that that is happening. Again, also a changing of that sharing policy. Maybe you've set up a policy for read-only and someone's gone in and changed that. You've got things like DLP as well. So that's a good one when you're monitoring to see whether DLP is actually being activated. And again, lots and lots of options, and go in and have a look. And these are basically called protection alerts. And these are the ones you see by default inside the Security and Compliance Center under the alert option. Now, the interesting thing here is that we not only have protection alerts, we also have an older array of alerts called activity alerts, which you can actually get to, again, once you get in and have a look at the protection alerts. Now, the interesting thing with the activity alerts is that there are none configured by default, so basically there won't be any alerting for the activity there by default, so you can go in and add your own reports if you want. These are moving slightly into a different format, but remember, protection alerts and activity alerts, you can go in and set if you wish. Now, these roles that I've set up are the ones that I find have worked well for me. So, for example, I have an alert when an administrator changes their password, when the company information, so the billing information or the partner of record, changes inside the environment. I've got things like if somebody sets up an anonymous link, and again, if any user changes their password, I want to know about that as well. So remember that a lot of these alerts will occur quite regularly. So again, you do need to step back and work out exactly what makes sense. My advice to you would be to ramp these up in a slow process, just to see what actually is the volume of information that is coming through. Now, if you do have Microsoft Cloud App Security, you do have an additional option here. So inside Cloud App Security, which you can access again from the Office 365 Security and Compliance area, you go into Manage Advanced Alerts in the Alerts area, and you'll find the option to go and have a look at Office 365 Cloud App Security. Now, Cloud App Security is a much more sophisticated view into the activity and setting up policies inside your environment. Highly recommend that you look at this. It can be bought as a standalone option, and there are a number of different versions of Cloud App Security. We'll talk about these in more detail in an upcoming FAQ, but the main thing here, once again, the basis of it is you can go in and set up a number of different policies, and those policies can then trigger alerts. So, for example, one of the standard alerts that is available in Cloud App Security is, for example, the mass download of files. So you can trigger an alert to let you know when a single user is downloading a significant number of files. Now, out of the box, let's say that you want to trigger this alert when a user downloads 50 or more files in a minute, okay? And we have far more granularity and control over the way that the alerts are triggered and what the way that these are matched using Microsoft Cloud App Security. We've also got more power in the fact that not only can it send a person an email, it can also potentially do a text message, and it can also trigger a power automate. So That power automate, again, may involve taking additional steps or actions or logging. Certainly much more flexibility there. Now, the final option a lot of the Microsoft Cloud App Security Alerts have is the ability to have a governance action. Now, by governance action, what we mean is we can, for example, suspend a user, require the user to sign in again. So if you have a user who's doing a mass download, you can trigger a governance action that would require them to constantly re-log in and hopefully slow them down a bit. Now, all of that information, again, is then captured in Cloud App Security Alerts, and they give you a lot of information, especially around the IP address, the time, all that sort of stuff. So there is far more detail around that, and you can, like I said, view those in a nice query dashboard arrangement to make it much easier to view. So some of the common ones that I would generally recommend out of the box you look at creating, apart from the standard default ones, I have one, for example, that tells me or alerts me when a global administrator logs in from outside my corporate IP addresses. So I can log in basically from my home office, but if I'm out on the road, I want to know that I'm logging in as a global admin in case that, again, there's a compromised account that is a global admin and someone's logging in without me knowing about it. Multiple fail-in logins is another one. Activity from suspicious IP addresses. Impossible travel is another one that has served me well. So that basically is the same account logging in or attempting to log in multiple locations. And you just, again, still need to be careful that some of these may be legitimate alerts and you do have to balance it up and investigate it. So again, balance all of these alert configurations up against the volume that they do actually create and grow that over time, I would suggest. Now, apart from those three or four major locations for alerts that you can typically set with the web interface, you will find that there are also alerts for Exchange, there are alerts for mailboxes, auditing, things for SharePoint, OneDrive, and so on. So my advice to you is do your research, have a look at all the alerting options that are available to you and set up the ones that make sense. So do the big, the ones that make the big difference initially, and then work your way down to ones that are probably not as significant out of the box, because like I said, you've just got to balance up the fact that it's very easy to get overloaded with all these alerts, but we certainly want to know what's going on, but let us make sure that we do balance those up and not get too many. Now, don't forget, we've also got alerting, for example, in the health dashboard that will let us know when there are issues with our tenant. There are also alerts around what's coming to the Microsoft 365 cloud environment as well. So there are lots and lots of options to give us information from our tenant. My advice is to go in and investigate those, but the starting point would be protection alerts and then look at your activity alerts, and strongly recommend the Microsoft Cloud App Security option as an add-on to all tenants to give you that deeper visibility and also that more granularity around alerting, so that you will have, again, more information at your fingertips. Now, we have spoken about, we have done interviews about Azure Sentinel. So the good thing about setting up a lot of these, if you do also connect Azure Sentinel, it will feed those alerts into that as well to give you, again, an aggregated view of the information. And the other thing I would suggest that if you are using something like Azure as well, so don't forget you've got Azure AD and you've got Azure AD P1 with Microsoft 365 Business Premium. So there are alert options in there as well. So make sure that you go in and investigate those as well and bring those all into a location that can be monitored and hopefully give you some insight into something that may be happening in your tenant that is something that you may want to investigate. So there's lots and lots of options in there, but as always, balance that against getting the right alerts for the right situation and not overloading yourself. So once again, I hope these FAQs are of benefit for you and that we are covering information that's relevant. Hopefully we're stepping through some of the security things here, let you have an idea of what's going on. You obviously need to invest a bit of time to investigate these a little bit deeper to see actually how to turn them on, but hopefully it has sparked your interest and given you a bit of a process to follow to making your tenant more secure. But if you do have any suggestions of what sort of topics you'd like to cover on these FAQs, or in fact anything on the Need to Know Compact podcast, please don't hesitate to contact me at DirectorCIA on the Twitters and also director@CIAOps.com. And with that, I thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Need to Know podcast.
You have been listening to the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops. For training on using technologies like SharePoint Online or Microsoft 365, visit www.ciaopsacademy.com. By purchasing from the selections available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.